A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, September the 29th, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing the Amnesty International Human Rights Report, which accuses President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government of gross human rights violations during these last 5 years in office. This comes days after Mnangagwa told the United Nations General Assembly that democracy was thriving under his leadership and that human rights were respected. Mr. Mnangagwa is facing a legitimacy headache after winning a disputed election discredited by many observer missions, including those from SADC and the African Union. But before we delve into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. U.S. President Joe Biden sharpened his attacks against Donald Trump on Thursday, delivering a forceful assertion that the former president and Republican frontrunner represents an existential threat to the country's democratic values and institutions. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakuska has this report.
It's the sharpest rebuke yet from President Joe Biden against his predecessor, Donald Trump, the man he is likely to meet again in the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
Trump says the Constitution gave him, quote, the right to do whatever he wants as president, end of quote. I've never heard a president say that in jest. Not guided by the Constitution or by common service and decency toward our fellow Americans, but by vengeance and vindictiveness.
Despite four criminal indictments, Trump remains the front runner among Republican primary voters.
In fact, I'm getting a little concerned because we had a poll this weekend that was so big, I said, here we go, more indictments. Every time we get a good poll, we get indicted.
As he gears up for his re-election campaign, Biden repeated his warning of the threat to democracy posed by Trump supporters.
There's something dangerous happening in America now. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy.
It's the president's fourth speech highlighting the dangers of election denialism and political violence looming over the country since thousands of Trump supporters attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, seeking to overturn Biden's electoral victory.
It's an issue that he's on pretty strong ground with. It's an issue that his base, Democrats, care strongly about. It's a way that it really draws a very bright line between him and his presumptive challenger, Donald Trump. And I think it will fundamentally give Biden something positive to talk about his own record, as opposed to the economy, which the record is a little bit mixed so far.
Largely due to Americans' concerns over Biden's handling of the economy, various polls show his public approval rating stagnating below 50% since August 2021. Biden is also facing an impeachment inquiry from House Republicans over allegations of corruption in relation to his son's business dealings. The White House denies any wrongdoing and dismisses the investigation as politically motivated. Patsy Wadakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
And now back to our main topic, addressing journalists in Harare today. Amnesty International Deputy Head for Africa, Wongai Chikwanda, said their recent survey had revealed that human rights abuses were escalating during President Emmerson Mnangagwa's tenure of office. In fact, Chikwanda said the rights situation had deteriorated under Mnangagwa's in comparing to former President Robert Mugabe's rule.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Saka zvikuru zvakabuda zvamakaona ndezvipi?
Zvikuru zvakabuda ndezvekuti tiri kuona kuti mapurisa achiri kushandisa chisimba. Chisimba chacho chinoenderera chinowanza kuti mukati dzimwe nguva kana vanhu vachinga kuti vakamira muhodhi vachida kuti vafanira kutsanangura
That there was Amnesty International Deputy Head for Africa, Wongai Chikwanda, speaking with Studio 7's Godwin Mangunjira in Harare. Amnesty International Zimbabwe Head Lucia Matsuka called on government to respect the country's constitution and repeal laws that promote human rights abuses. She called on the African Union and SADC to intervene and send emissaries to Zimbabwe to address the human rights violations.
Isu pane zvatinoda kuti hurumende, SADC neAfrican Union iite zvakafanana nokuti kana takatarisana nehurumende yedu tiri kuti inofanirwa kungotevedzera zvemukumbiro redu remutemo zvakananga nokusimudzira nokuchengetedzwa kukodzero dzavanhu. Zvatakaona zvichiitika pamakore apfuura ndezvekuti paiswa mitemo iyo yaikanganisa kodzero dzavanhu yakafanana nemutemo wecriminal code watinotiwo patriotic unokanganisa kodzero yatingati freedom of expression. Saka isu tiri kuti isu kuhurumende mitemo yakadaro inofanirwa kuti idzvitswe mumabhuku edu emutemo, uye vaise mitemo yokuti vanhu vagogona kuenjoya ikodzero dzavo. Chechipiri, tiri kuti isusu takaona kuti panga pane kurwisa kana kurohwa kwevanhu kwakanyanya kuitika panguva idzodzo, zvinhu zvakanaka nemakorerwo enyika, uyezve nepamwe pokuti vanhu vaitapa vachitotswa. Tiri kuti isusu hurumende inofanirwa kutarisisa yadzo kukanganisirwa kwakaitwa vanhu kadzi kubva mukukura hunzi kusvika pa2018 vane chinamba chekuti avo vakarezva vapanisiwe, uye avo vakakanganisirwa vawane kuudzirwa pakukanganisirwa kwavakaita. Ndo chechipiri. Chechitatu chakanangana neatingati cultural rights ndechokuti tinoti hurumende inofanirwa kuzadzisisa kodzero idzodzi. Mugwaro ratabudisa iri maona kuti tataura nyaya yekodzero yeutano, right to health, inokanganisira nemhaka yekuti muzvipatara ndisina mishonga munenge musisina maequipment. Saka isi tiri kuti hurumende ngaiise maresources kumahealth institution kuti vanhu vade vagone kuti kana vakasvika kuzvipatara vanowana vachinorapwa.
Ko kuafrican union nekusadic noda kuti vaite chii?
Kuafrican union tiri kuti isusu ngavauye muno munyika vane anonzi maspecial mechanisms vazvionere pache zvavo vachitaongororwa kuti vaone kodzero dziri kukanganisika, chinangwa chiri chokuti vagokurudzira hurumende nokuiudza kuti ichengetedze kodzero dzavanhu. KuSADC ndizvo zvimwe chete izvo zvakare zvokuti vanofanira kuona kuti kodzero dzavanhu vomuzimba kudzachengetedzwa, vachitaura nehurumende yeZimbabwe nokuiudza nokuirayira kuti ichengetedze kodzero dzavanhu.
That there was Amnesty International Zimbabwe Head Lucia Matsuka speaking to Studio 7's Godwin Mangunjira in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth, when we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And welcome for those that have just joined us. Please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue, we're joined via Skype by Tawanda Jokora of CCC and Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF. We also have him on Skype. And we also have human rights lawyer advocate Kennedy Masie. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. Thank you, Muria Zimbabwe.
I'll start off with you, Mr. Mabaza of ZANU-PF. You heard what the Amnesty report was saying. They're actually saying that, the rule under President Emmerson Mnangagwa, human rights abuses have been worse than those under the late President Robert Mugabe. What's your take?
Amnesty International has given their report, but that report is not accurate. It is not based by any evidence. The freedom of expression and association and assembly in Zimbabwe is actually improved since Emmerson Mnangagwa took office. And you could see that the rights and freedom of expression, association, and peaceful assembly were increasingly recognized in Zimbabwe after the dispensation. And you'll notice again that people were allowed to do their meetings, anything else, except when they have not followed the rules of how to go through that meeting. And the arbitrary detention, we don't have that in Zimbabwe. It's actually news. People are arrested. Job Scala was arrested for a crime he committed. People in Zimbabwe are arrested for crimes they have committed. The police do not just arrest you because they want to arrest you. There has to be reasonable cause, and that's what they do. So Zimbabwe is not like what happens in other countries where you're not allowed to jog. You know, and there is no unlawful killing in Zimbabwe. We've never had that situation where unlawful killing has been done by authorities. We don't have that in Zimbabwe. And again, the right to health, it is surprising that Amnesty International spoke about the right to health and children's rights. All those in Zimbabwe, the laws were created to protect the children. We are one of the best African countries legally possessed to protect children. And the right to health, yes, we have got a lot of private hospitals. We have got a lot of health facilities. The government is trying to renovate and rehabilitate its hospitals. But besides that, if people want to go to get better treatment, which they think is better than what they get from the government, there are private facilities which are allowed and which are running well in Zimbabwe. We actually have people from Mozambique, Zambia, coming to one of our hospitals in Harare at Arundel Health Center for treatment. So I don't know where the Amnesty International are getting this. The problem is we have an opposition which is manifested in election denialism. They are actually undemocratic people, but they are the ones who feed the people like Amnesty International with lies.
Thank you there, Mr. Mabaza. Let me turn now to Mr. Tawanda Jokora. You're hearing what Mr. Mabaza is saying. He's saying it's you, the opposition, that feed this kind of information to Amnesty International. What do you say about the report and what Mr. Mabaza is saying?
Mr. Mavaza only comes here to lie. He's paid to lie. That's his job, and I feel sorry for him. You can hear him, what he's saying, that he's praising Zimbabwe's health sector, when just a few weeks ago, a doctor passed away because he could not be attended, because there was no equipment, because he could not be airlifted to go and get a special medical treatment in Harare. So it's painful to hear what Dr. Mavaza is saying. But in any case, we know that in Zimbabwe we have a crisis. We have a human rights crisis. We have a leadership crisis. We have a legitimacy crisis that is coming from the shameful elections that we just finished. And we also know that Mr. Mnangagwa's reign to power has been fraught with massive corruption, and of late, as you are seeing, massive nepotism. Mr. Mnangagwa, or Emmerson Mnangagwa, has just been, you know, appointing his own relatives, his own people to power. Kuda Mnangagwa, Tongai Mnangagwa, appointed to be deputy ministers without any merit. You also saw recently the appointment of Virginia Mabiza, you know, a cousin to Emmerson Mnangagwa, being appointed to Attorney General, and Martin Rushwaya, another cousin to Emmerson Mnangagwa. Again, you know Martin Rushwaya, the brother to notorious gold smuggler, Henrietta Rushwaya. You know, all those are being, you know, put in power, in positions of power by Emmerson Mnangagwa. And with that, you do not expect anything in the country. You do not expect the country to move forward. We are actually going to be moving backwards. And that's why, as citizens, we need to resist what ZANU-PF is doing, what Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing. And in line with what the report that just came out, I know Advocate Masia will touch on that. But this is what we have been saying, that the elections in Zimbabwe cannot be called elections because they were held under very difficult, if not dangerous, circumstances, where people were being intimidated, people were being beaten up. Anyone who spoke up was being thrown in jail. Even post-election, we are seeing many of our members, many of our activists, just being arbitrarily thrown in jail. So all those are gross human rights abuses, and those issues need to be corrected, especially issues that were done around the 2023 elections. And I'm glad that AU is on our side, but most importantly, the biggest boards in our region, SADC, is on our side, has decided to be on the side of the people. And I can tell you that this election is not yet over. An election is only over when all the outstanding issues have been completely resolved. Those issues have not been resolved. And as citizens, we continue to demand fresh, free, fair, incredible election.
Thank you there, Mr. Jokora. I will now come to you, Advocate Masie. You've, you know, looked at the report. What do you say as a lawyer yourself on what is coming out of Zimbabwe and what is coming out of Amnesty International?
Yes, so the report basically is it's very factual, and it states what is already, you know, prevailing on the ground. It's not something that Amnesty International is plucking from the air or probably summarizing from somewhere else. These are facts, and these are violations that happened in the past year. You know, taking for example one case that they alluded to of Umbongeni and Mungu who was killed in Kwekwe. Those are facts, and that is what happened. He was, you know, attacked by certain members of ZANU-PF. There's also mention of, you know, the Nyatine, the Nyatine 16, you know, people were pretty much, you know, victimized, arrested, and lawfully arrested for attending a funeral of Umar Blessing Ali and so forth. There's also mention of the PVO bill, amendment bill, the private voluntary organization bill that was introduced in Parliament. That is factual. And, of course, the PVO bill has since been, you know, brought back to Parliament by Mr. Mnangagwa, a sign that we human rights lawyers think that this bill was being used to weaponize the whole electoral environment where, you know, NGOs will be cowed into submission and not really get into communities to, you know, to educate or conscientize people of their rights and so forth. So to me, this report can, you know, is just factual. It is just stating the facts as they are, which of course is unfortunate, given you know, that Zimbabwe itself calls itself a democracy, and also which is also unfortunate and also puts mud in the face of Mr. Mnangagwa, who went before the whole world in the past weeks saying that Zimbabwe has made strides in respecting you know, human rights and so forth. Yet he had not you know, calculated and you know, budgeted for this factual report to come out and state the facts as they are. So to me, this is a very good report that states as it is, and that also states what's happening in Zimbabwe, and also that also puts the government of Zimbabwe on notice that indeed the world is watching, and they cannot really rely on international platforms thinking that they'll get away with it.
Thank you there. Kwamuri Vamavaza, murikunzwa zviri kutaurwa navamasiye vari kuti aiwa pasi rose rakatarisa zviri kubva kuZimbabwe. Uyezve takaona mutungamiri webato reZANU-PF vamunangagwa nezuro vachiti hapana sarudzo dzichazokororwa. Asi tinonzwawo mutungamiri webato reCCC vaNelson Chamisa vachiti aiwa panofanira kuitwa dzimwe sarudzo. Saka munoti nemazvi ataurwa navamasiye nezviri kubvawo munyika pari zvino.
Tanga vamasiye havasi kunzwisisa kuti mutemo wemuZimbabwe hauitirwe dzimwe nyika, unoitirwa vana veZimbabwe. Mutemo hauitwe neZANU-PF, hauitwe navamunangagwa, unoitwa muparamende mune vana, mune vamiririri veTPC, vamiririri vemapato vakasiyana siyana, uyezve kana independent anga ari mutemba mulisa, paramende ikauya nemitemo iyoyo. Mutemo uyo kana uchinge waidzvanyirirwa kana kuti waida kunge unodzvanyirira vanhu, dai mutemo uyo wakashandurwa nhengo dzeparamende dai dzakausimudzira. Chepiri, ndida kuti ndimbotipokanei nemi sisi Mavhenasi. ZANU-PF yakataura ikati iri kufara, ZANU-PF is willing to have fresh elections only in 2028 after 5 years dzapera. Saka maelections tiri kuada
Asika vamavaza tiri kuona kuti veCCC vari kutoda mafresh elections zvaizvezvi kwete kumirira kusvika 2028.
Aiwa, maelections haangoitwa kuti ada atora ndaada aita, anotedzera mutemo. Mutemo wedu unoti toda maelections after 5 years unless kana mutungamiriri wenyika afa kana kuti member of parliament afa. Ndoparirwa mabaielection. Iko zvine izvi hatina dambudziko, takakunda zvine mutsindo ende tiri kufarira izvozvo. Vana veZimbabwe vari kufara. Dzimwe nyika pane dzakambochitaure zvadzakataura, asi makangoona kuti vakatumira nhume kuya kuzopurokotedza mutungamiriri wenyika vamunangagwa nebato reZANU-PF kuUnited Nations kuNew York. Vatungamiriri venyika dzepasi rese vakakorokotedza vamunangagwa nekuda kwekubudirira. Hakuna kana kutombotaura kunzi ini munenge makabirira, nekuti havana kubirira. Saka hapana chakabirirwa, hakuna mutemo uri kutyorwa. Kana takagadzira mutemo wenyika medu, mutemo unenge wapasiswa nepara, hausi mutemo weZANU-PF.
Thank you there. Regai tiende kuna vadzokora. Muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navamasimba mavaza vari kuti hanzi zvamuri kutaura imi seCCC kuti sarudzo ngadzidzokororwe dzichazodzokororwa muna 2028. Munoona seizvi?
Vamavaza vanotaura zvekugodzi kwaturo, vanozviita chiremba wemutemo, asi chinozikanwa chaicho chaicho pamutemo hapana navamavaza. Nekuti isu tinoziva kuti mutemo urimo muZimbabwe, bumbiro remutemo ririmo muZimbabwe rinongoda kugadziriswa apo neapo. Nyaya yedu iri pakuremekedza bumbiro remutemo racho. Tinogara tichitaura isu kuti vamunangagwa havaremekedze bumbiro remutemo, doza tiri kutaura isu kuti vanotyora kodzero dzemutemo vakatora bumbiro remutemo vakakanda huko vari kushandisa mutemo wekumba kwavo wekukwekwe wekumusha kwavo kupurazi kwavo kana mukaona kuti mutemo wacho iwoyo unoshandiswa zvakasiyana kuvanhu veTCCC vezanu PF vanopara mhosva zuva nezuva hapana chavanoitwa veTCCC vakangodai vobva vavharirwa mugeri vasina kana mhosva yavanenge vapara vorohwa vamwe vachipondwa vamwe vachiabductwa ndo zviri kutaurwa neAmnesty International izvozvo asi Amnesty International iri kutongowedzera pane zvatakangogara tichingotaura isu kuti sarudzo dzedu dzakakanganiswa nekutyorwa kwakaitwa kodzero dzevana veZimbabwe kumbunyikidzwa kwavaiitwa nefazi kupindira kwaiita fazi kumapolling stations kurohwa kwaiitwa vanhu kusungwa kwaiitwa vanhu kutyisidzirwa kwaiitwa vanhu kutengwa kwaiitwa mavhoti nezanu PF zvinhu izvozvo hasi kutaurwa neTCCC yoga AU iri kuzvitaura EU iri kuzvitaura United Nations iri kuzvitaura asi zvikuru sei SADC iri kuzvitaura ichitaura kuti sarudzo idzi hadzina kufamba zvakanaka ende izvozvo ndo zvinofanira kunge zvichiitika madikteta vatungamiri venyika havafanira kuregerwa vachingotaura vachingoita zvavanoda munyika
thank you thank you rega nditore kola alo kola makadii kola vanenge vadropa we just lost our caller there but I'll come to you Mr. Masie as a lawyer what needs to be done we are hearing so much coming from both parties ZANU-PF and CCC regarding if there were to be held you know fresh elections what would have to happen for that to happen we see hearing Mr. Mavaza of ZANU-PF saying no the next election is in 2028 when CCC is saying they want fresh elections now what needs to happen
Yes, indeed that there were you know flagrant disregard of several you know electoral laws and rules during this last election. So what needs to be done right now is for Zimbabwe to actually you know put in place measures that actually bring about a free and fair election. The law itself is not been corrected. The Electoral Act itself has not been amended and so forth. So there are a couple of things that need to happen that will bring about a fresh election. That includes having a transitional authority to come in place to actually bring about all these regulations, new regulations, amendments, so that if a fresh election is to happen, the environment itself has to be level and no contestations need to be seen in that election. So I believe and very believe that there's need for a transitional authority to bring about these reforms and make sure that the people of Zimbabwe arrive to elect leaders of their choice are expected.
Thank you so much. I will bring in now Mr. Mavaza, your last word, 10 seconds. We understand that you'll be having celebrations there in the UK to celebrate the win of ZANU-PF tomorrow.
Yes, there is celebrations tomorrow in Nottingham where we are celebrating the thunderous win of ZANU-PF. And again, I'd just like to comment in closing that we should not, Comrade Masie and Comrade Zokora, we should not try to demonize the country for the sake of your losing party. We must at all, we always be patriotic, save our country, and be truthful about what is happening in Zimbabwe.
Thank you there. Let's give also Mr. Zokora his last 10 seconds. Mr. Zokora, go ahead.
Ndinonyadziswa nezvekuitwa nezanupf nana mavaza kuti vari kupemberera penzi riri kufamba risina kupfeka vamunangagwa vari kutyora mitemo nhabomo vachitora hama dzavo vachiisa pazvigaro vanhu vemuzanupf vakatarisa vari kufunga kuti zvinosvika kupi izvozvo asi kuvana vezimbabwe ndinoti ngatirambei takashinga election haisati yapera ngatiitei zvatinofanira kuita
Thank you there. Unfortunately, I know, Mr. Mavaza, you're dying to say something, but, you know, time is not on our side. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, our marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye saying have a very good night and a great weekend ahead.